The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
We can erase it from the FCC.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, well, Colton, you know, after he came out of the game, you know, made a mistake, clearly, out of frustration. And, you know, it's something that, you know, I think he regrets, clearly. It's something you don't want to have happen. It's unfortunate. And then now there's, you know, the consequences is you're going to find yourself with a broken hand and on the injured list for quite a while.
I gotta say, Craig Counsell does manage to stay in the same tone with everything that he says in his life. And it's just, it's the same reaction, like his sort of, yeah, a lot of sighing and it's so, like, good or bad,
right,
he maintains that tone. And he's got a guy who is Colton Brewer, as you may know recently. You may not know Colton Brewer, but you probably heard that Colton Brewer, in frustration, used his fist to punch a wall in the dugout, in so doing, breaking his hand and compelling Craig Counsell to react like that right there. You know, basically say, that's the situation that we are dealing with. So it apparently stimulated some memories of past self-inflicted wounds on this show, on the Parkinson Spiegel show. And I know, Big Ant, you were kind of leading the charge on this, and Shane had something. I don't know if Tanny has a wacky self-inflicted injury, but we thought we'd
got some carpal tunnel somewhere just from all the ticky-tacking away.
Yeah, since I have, like, the, you know, the least funny, like, violation here or injury, I never actually got hurt, but listeners of the show do know that I will bang on this file cabinet back here when something during the show doesn't go the way I would like it to. I haven't done it today, though.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Now, if my partner here would have had a file cabinet, I'm sure.
Yeah, if he had his mic on, his kicking or his ducking below so I can't see him.
Famously during the, you know, Danny Parkins' gaffe of, like, Meatloaf or R.I.P. Louis Anderson.
Okay.
Wait, you know, right. Like, I was definitely hitting the foul cabinet during that one. You can see that in the Twitch videos when they rerun that one. But that's all I've got. I never actually hurt myself. I tend to try to be a little calm. So,
yeah.
What you got?
Yeah. There have been several along the way. I would say one from, so my youngest one that stands out is I was driving my parents' car somewhere, and I was still a very young driver at this point in high school.
My time on my ride. See how it feels?
I'm trying to see what the song was.
Couldn't even start to talk through it, but go ahead.
What song is it, though?
Taking My Time on My Ride. I forget the name of the band.
Okay, all right. Well, let me know if it comes to you.
Will text us because it's a very popular band. But
all right, I will take your word for it. But we're driving down south somewhere to go to some event. Maybe it was a basketball camp or something like that. And on the way back, the transmission went out. But I was such an inexperienced driver. I had no idea what was going on. I just knew we stopped for gas and I pull away. And for some reason, my parents' car just wouldn't adequately shift gears anymore. So in my mind, just as a young driver, I'm like, all right, I've broken my parents' car. Somehow don't know what I did to break it. I just know it's not functioning anymore. So I'm there. I'm on the phone. I'm trying to call, like, some tow truck or something to come pick us up. And I just haul off and kick. And this is back in the payphone days. This is in the 90s.
Yeah,
kids out there. They had these things called payphones that you would go to. You'd put some coins in them. This is before cell phones and mobile phones and anything else. So I'm at a payphone I'm flipping through the yellow pages trying to find some tow truck. And I just haul off and kick. I reared back,
I feel it right
it
now,
some gusto into the payphone, and I didn't break my foot, but I very badly bruised and ended up with a very swollen foot. So I was limping for a couple of weeks and had to miss like a week of like our summer basketball travel team activities that we had going on at that point. So that's one from a very, very young age that stands out as a self-inflicted injury that took place that probably shouldn't have.
Yeah.
There was another one in college where we're over at the rec building and we're hooping during the football, let's call it preseason time period here, but you know, my back wasn't as bad yet. My knees weren't as bad back then. So we'd just go over to the rec and just hoop, you know, in the midst of like two-a-days. This is back when you had two-a-days in training camp and everything else. We finish up two-a-days and then go over and hoop for a while afterwards because you're young. You got all the energy under the sun. And as we're hooping, I step on someone's foot and turn my ankle. So then spin. Like, I didn't miss any practice time, but I'm just limping around for a couple of weeks of preseason activities at the University of Iowa because I'm over there hooping and step on somebody's foot and jack my ankle up.
Yeah.
It's a couple of self-inflicted ones as a young athlete that stand out.
Yeah. Those are great. And you feel kind of stupid, and then you feel kind of lucky. It could have been worse. Right. 21 Pilots, by the way, just to scratch that itch. That's the Taking My Time on My Ride was the song. The name of the band is 21 Pilots. Absolutely the song. Does having been drinking helping to contribute to the self-inflicted wound count, or is that another entire category, drinking injuries? Because I think that is another...
It's another category. Because you're losing like a filter.
You're losing a filter.
And
balance.
Yeah.
So that may not count as a self.
Fortunately, I've avoided those so far.
Yeah. You're a reasonable
young
man.
Young enough where, you know, it's still bound to happen at some point, I guess. But up to this point, I've been able to avoid those. I've seen a bunch of them, though.
Yeah.
Man, and they can get ugly, of course. Speaking of getting ugly, I mean, Shane, didn't you like lose a limb on the air last year or something like that?
I know a lot of people want me to, but I haven't lost a full limb yet.
Right.
All of my self-inflicted injuries involve kitchen knives, and the one you're thinking of is when I was making Dave Wanstead a smoked blood orange old fashioned.
That's what it was.
And accidentally put actual blood into the blood orange old fashioned. When I was peeling the orange and took the entire tip of my middle finger off had to go to the emergency care and get that thing cauterized and burned to a crisp just to close it.
They didn't reattach it for you?
Well, no. The piece of skin was gone. We couldn't find it. So by all means, it was probably in Spieg's drink or Wani's drink.
Yeah,
I was right there by you guys. But every
the blood
single
of Shane.
Self-inflicted wound.
The body of Shane.
I used to live right by a hospital when I was in Uptown, and I cut off the tip of my finger 3 or 4 times
what
in the 4 year span there.
What the hell?
Hands are so nubby? I didn't know the explanation for why that was.
No, they're just thick. Like, they're short. I just have very thick fingers, so there's more surface area to cut off with the knives.
You need a gimmick? Shane?
The doctors literally joked that I should have a punch card because they would see me every 3 or 4 months to burn a tip of my finger off just to cauterize the wound.
You should wear one of those mitts that baseball players wear. Just always walk around with those.
Dating somebody at the time who did get me one of those mesh gloves. And then Wani and his wife Jan also got me a mesh glove after I did the one making his drink.
That would be very damaging. I mean, you know, we were just talking about baseball players, especially current players, it can be very damaging. I think it'd be okay if Ron Coomer started lopping off fingers at this point in his life, since he's still not doing anything on the field with baseballs. And you can meet Ron Coomer from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Friday.
Cut off his finger.
July 9th.
At his restaurant,
Coombs Corner in Lockport. Coombs will meet fans, sign autographs, lop off his own fingers, give away memorabilia, and more. It's all brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sports books. It's one thing I haven't done yet. I haven't actually had any major kitchen injuries because I keep it really simple with knives and I suppose forks as well in the kitchen.
I got a kitchen injury that I contemplated using as a self-inflicted, but I didn't think it really qualified. But this does qualify as a kitchen injury, and a nasty one, too. I was pushing down the garbage in my kitchen, with my hands, just like...
Oh, did you forget you had something pointy in the garbage?
It was a tuna can top.
Oh,
Got the webbing cut right through the webbing.
Does your thumb still work? Is it still opposable?
Oh, yeah. No, it's all good.
Okay.
Like, I'm cringing just talking. Like, it didn't hurt as much as it just felt awful, and it looked awful.
Well, that
like,
can get very bloody.
It got so bloody that it was one of those things where, like, ah, crap, I got to go get this taken care of. Like, I wasn't necessarily alarmed, but the blood wouldn't stop. Yeah. I was doing everything. I was putting Band-Aids. I'm just busting through. You know, the webbing of my hand was destroyed, and I was trying to treat it. And I was
grab one of your filthy health club t-shirts, wrap it around your hand.
Exactly.
Running out the door with it over your head.
It felt like a nuisance more than anything. I was man, I got to walk down to that damn hospital now and get this taken care of, and I got to get stitches put in. It's going to take
like
forever.
You've been attacked by a dog or something like that.
And it happened at, and it was a Saturday, late afternoon or something like that, thinking about going out. And then I was like, I got to go get stitches. So there it was.
Sorry about this blood.
You look very dramatic right now. Between the dim nature of Chicago behind you with the weather that's about to roll in, you're dressed in very dark garb, and the studio isn't really well lit right now, so you got like almost a spotlight effect on you. You have a very dramatic look to you.
Cool. Yeah. So I look awesome right now?
Oh, you look dramatic.
I hadn't even been realizing how dark it's getting.
I think on camera, this lighting in the studio looks better than the white fluorescent that we usually have. I want it to look like a, I was telling Tanny this earlier. I want it to look like a living room and not like a dentist office. And that's what it normally looks like.
What would make it look more like a living room, perhaps, is if you brought like some snacks, like a charcuterie. Perhaps
we could just
lay it up here somewhere. We could snack during the rest of the show.
I've got salami in the fridge back there.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I do. And raspberries. We can make a 2-part charcuterie board.
Raspberries.
I wouldn't turn that down.
Well, Bernstein and Holmes, they were hot when we came in here. They were all a flutter about the lighting in here. They were like, good luck with the lighting. Good luck. Well, good luck.
So Lapka was running around everywhere then. I didn't know if he was bringing lighting in here or what, but he was probably doing something else.
I don't think that's on them to get the lighting fixed in here. I mean, they definitely are experts when it comes to what lighting looks good, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think Lapka or Connor O'Donnell is unionized at this point to be putting up lights.
That's fair.
Just to answer your question. Uh-huh. We got a Cubs game tonight. Cubs at Baltimore. So we are off early, but let's talk about tonight's game and this series, Jameson Taillon against Dean Kramer. It's the Parkins and Spiegel show. We're going to lead you into Cubs baseball next on The Score.